Please, sir, may I have some more Leaf Central at lunch?
Welcome to the second episode of Leaf Central at lunch. And this week in our second episode, we're going to be discussing the Eastern Conference. Last week, we covered the West. And before we start, I just want to reintroduce the round table, everyone that's here at the Leaf Central panel. First, we're going to start to my left. We have Wayne Clark, or we call him Dr. Love. Wayne, say hello.
Thanks, man. That's what I'm full of, man.
Oh, interesting. Beside him, we have Jamie Andrews, and we also call him Flavius J.
Word.
Word to your moms. Across from him,
you have two moms?
Across from him,
that's
have
the way it is nowadays.
David Clark, Busta Owie, we call him.
Hey.
Busta.
And beside Dave, we have Brian Clark. We call him the Rabbi Yitbin.
Indeed, hello.
Keep up.
He
preaching.
Is not Jewish, though. And myself, I'm the average white suburbanite. So how was everyone's week? Anything interesting to talk about?
Actually, it was funny. After listening to the intro there, I think it was Rage. I work part-time at a grocery store, as you know, the four of you guys obviously know, but the folks at home, you may not.
Well, you make the big bucks here, right?
So well, yeah, of course. That's just, you know, gravy. But, yeah, I've been there for years, and, of course, I'm used to listen to Celine Dion and Kelly Clarkson and the like. And this week, yeah, of course, Huey Lewis. And you don't even hear it anymore, but the other day it was, I was opening up the store, and I hear on the supermarket radio, Beastie Boys, Brass Monkey comes on. Brass Monkey, like, what's this? At a grocery store. And I'm like, this is crazy. I turned to my guy beside me, and I said, I've never heard this before at a grocery store. And he said, whatever. After that comes on Nine Inch Nails. And then after that came on Rage Against the Machine. I was like, what the hell's going on? Is this going to make people buy fruit? I couldn't believe it.
I'm going to rage against the fruit.
Have a bunch of angry shoppers.
So I don't know. The intro just kind of reminded me of that.
Yeah, that's funny.
They're going for the punk grocery store.
I don't know. That's my grocery store anecdote of the day.
Thank you.
That's funny. Yeah, I just had a normal week. Nothing too exciting.
Anyone else?
A totally awesome week.
Oh, there he is again.
Totally.
I had my week was all right. Watched a few blockbuster movies.
Yeah, that sounds exceptionally exciting.
You weren't watching preseason games all week, James, getting ready for tonight's podcast?
I don't have cable.
Oh. And no computers. So
and no computers. So
interesting. Just magazines.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just picked up the magazine for this podcast.
Okay. And our webmaster, Brian, is going to cover how to contact us.
So, yeah, don't forget our email address is leafcentral@gmail.com. Of course, to reach any of us individually is our first name, .leafcentral.com, or at gmail.com. Chris, Wayne, James, Dave, or Brian. We do have a blog at leafcentralatlunch.blogspot.com. Check out our polls, our articles. Feel free to have a look and post any comments you want. And please don't forget about our pool at sportingnews.com. Check out our blog for any information on how to sign up and register for our league. And, of course, we're everywhere. We're on Facebook. Add us to your friends and enemies list. And if you feel like playing some poker, we're on pokerstars.net as well. So come on by and kick our ass.
What's our title? Just hockey?
It's Leaf Central.
Leaf Central. Leaf Central.
Right? It's a nice haven't played?
Leafs pitcher.
Yes.
We have no money in the account, but we'll get on, to that. That's about it for the contacts. The latest hockey news. We've decided to pick, since Ricci is retired, that it would be necessary to pick the new NHL gargoyle, the most ugly player in the NHL. So
the
we
Ricci
all have
award.
The Ricci Award.
It's going to be in the Hall of Fame next year. Wait.
Yeah. We all have our nominees, and we're also going to post 10 choices, but you can add some if you want, and we'll see. I don't know how long we're going to do the voting for, but eventually we'll post who we found out. Everyone voted for the ugliest player. So, Brian, any nominations for ugliest player?
Well, I'm going to go against the grain here, and I'm going to pick a local boy. And I have to say, Thomas Gaberle has got to be one of the ugliest players in the league.
Is it the unibrow, and he looks like a Muppet?
Listen, the unibrow does it. The eyes too close together. That big honking nose. But
his
what
voice
crowns
like this?
I'm sure that contributes to ugliness. But what crowns it
Cabernet.
Are those teeth that just stick out in all directions.
What
that
about the
guy,
rosy red cheeks? So
yeah, sure. I mean, you give that guy another broken nose or a skate across the face, and he's easily crowned. Or if he grows a mullet,
a mullet,
he's easily the ugliest man in the NHL.
Sure. Dave, anybody?
I got to go with Michael Hanzus, or Head Zeus, as I call him, because of that hair. Definitely, those curly locks, those nice, dark, flowing locks in the back of his head. He's one disgusting-looking man.
James?
George LaRocque.
George LaRocque?
He's pretty ugly.
Yeah, all right. I can see that.
If that's your nomination.
Fist to the face.
Anybody, Wayne?
I think Ron Brendamore.
Ron Brendamore, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Positively, man.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
He's like, he's got a worm on his nose. He's so ugly.
You know, I got two goalies, and I got to pick both of them. Take a look at Pascal LeClaire's picture on the NHL Network, and NHL.com, and check out Ryan Miller. I got to tell you, that guy's freaking.
Ryan Miller just looks like an anorexic.
Well, that helps.
But he does have the hockey hair.
I don't think he's ugly at all.
Well, we'll see. Well, like I said, we'll
take the votes.
We'll post this to our blog at leafcentralatlunch.blogspot.com. The five of us will have our nominees, but feel free to comment on any of them, or if you have your own suggestions, add them right in.
All right, so let's get right into our previews, and we're going to start with the Southeast Division, and Dave is our expert on that. First, we're going to talk about Atlanta, and last year they had their first taste of the playoffs. Are they going to repeat that, Dave, and what's their outlook?
That's tough to say. Last year, if you look at their goals for, goals against, they were 15th in both categories, right in the middle of the road. So that needs to be improved. And it's funny to think of that because their offense shouldn't be a problem at all. When you think of Kovalchuk, Hossa, Slava Kozlov, these guys should really pick up their offensive ability a bit. It was supposedly an off year, quote unquote an off year for Kovalchuk last year.
It certainly was for Kovalchuk, but I mean, I think Hossa did as much as he possibly could.
That's true.
And Kozlov, too. It's second line scoring they don't have, really.
Yeah, and that's why they brought in Todd White. And laugh
or
if
so
you
they
want.
Think.
But before the lockout, he was had 60 points, 25 goals. That's a decent second liner. Right
where did
there.
He come from?
Ottawa. I remember
from,
him.
From Minnesota.
Ottawa. Well, no, but he was
before Ottawa. That, he was in Ottawa. And that's when he had his best games, his best years in Ottawa.
So can he duplicate that in Atlanta?
Well, that's the question. But with some of these line mates, he should be able to come pretty close.
Playing with Hossa again. And
oh, that's right. Yeah.
I think you should see him do pretty well.
Also on defense, they added one of my favorite ex-Leafs, Ken Klee.
Ken Klee has always been one of my favorites.
Always liked him. And what's interesting, on Columbus, he was highest plus-minus. He was plus 18 on Colorado. Did I say Columbus?
Ken Klee.
Yeah.
Okay, on
Colorado was plus 18. Problem is, of course, he's slow.
That's pretty good, though. Plus 18 for Ken Klee.
Okay, just very briefly. Ken Klee is slow. He also has the biggest chin in the NHL.
Definitely. That's what gets in the way.
Why would James just say terrible? Is there any reason to find that? Or
he's the Jay Leno of the NHL.
Yeah, exactly. But seriously, James, why would you say Ken Klee is horrible?
He's just a supporting character. There's nothing special about him.
Exactly. That was what makes him so good.
James only knows defensemen that score points.
Yeah, he's very defensive.
If they're not up along the same echelon as Ray Bourque, I don't like him. Big Ray Bourque fan for all you people
so
out
you
there,
don't
just
like,
in case.
Don't like too many defensemen, eh?
Yeah, Niedermeyer, not that good.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to get back to what else Atlanta has done because they've gotten rid of Sutton and DeVry. So they will miss some of the veteran blue liners that they need.
Especially Sutton.
Exactly. I mean, they haven't really done much to, other than Ken Klee, they haven't done much for their defensive end, and the fact that they were right in the middle of the NHL last year, I can't see it really helping too much. Especially, I'm really not convinced about Lehtinen. He seemed kind of shaky last year, especially in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
He was very shaky. So it's a question. And the other thing is they really tailed off. Remember how well they were doing? They kind of lost stamina.
Strong start, and they slowed down.
And they'll definitely need that this year because they have other – look at who else is. We'll talk about who else is in the division. And there's a lot of – some teams out there that have a lot to prove.
Okay, one really, really quick question. Was letting Savard go a big mistake for Atlanta? Huge mistake?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. Yeah. I mean, what a great young player.
I agree, too.
Me too.
Maybe that's why Kovalchuk just slipped a bit.
Maybe he's silently protesting.
All right. So the next team you have, they dropped out last year after making the Stanley Cup, Carolina.
Yeah.
Are they back?
They have a lot to prove, and they know. I think they're going to be very hungry this year.
I think so.
They know they have a team that should have made it into the playoffs. They have everything that you need in a team to be successful in the playoffs as well. And they tried to make a few changes that would help them last year, like getting Carter, and then they dumped him this year, thank goodness, because he really didn't do anything.
They dumped him mid-season, didn't they? Or was it the year before?
My theory about Carty is that he's a good performer for a Canadian team. And that's about it. If he doesn't go to a Canadian team, he's not going to perform well.
All right, so continue with Carolina.
Cold-blooded. one good thing, though, that Carolina has done is they brought back Cullen. And he definitely was played very well in Carolina before.
He was key in their cup victory, I would say. Very
exactly.
Important.
He was very fun to watch, too, actually. I thought he was a scrappy little guy. He was... Oh, he kind of looked a bit like a turtle when he was out there. I don't know.
Little Robert Reichel?
Yeah, seriously. He was like the return of Reichel. But they definitely have a lot to prove. And they know that they should have been in the playoffs last year. Eric Staal obviously had not the best year. They had all this offensive talent when they won the Cup. That's pretty much all still there. And there's no reason why they shouldn't make the playoffs. There's no reason why I think they should be first in the division for sure.
Will Brind'Amour, possibly one of the ugliest new players in the NHL, will he repeat his highest scoring season in 10 years? What did he get, 80-something points? I know it was his highest in 10 years.
Yeah, it was a big
year. It was awesome.
I don't know. I'm not so optimistic for Carolina. I do think they will make the playoffs, but I have them listed at 8th. I think they're not going to get first in the division. I think they're just going to get in.
I think so, because I think Cam Ward will be playing better. Remember, he's only 23 years old, and he's obviously still young. And I think he has the potential to be a very good number one goalie.
Do you think they have the defense?
That's a problem.
Enough to, you know, clinch a playoff spot.
Well, Cavalier's really, out there.
That's what you're saying. Still out. And you know what's funny? He's the older of the brothers. For some reason, I thought Thomas was older. But
it's because we're Leafs.
Yeah, that's true. But they lack a real number one defenseman. They don't have anyone to really quarterback the power play to really get those. I mean, Cavalier was great at getting those soft passes out. But
maybe Ferguson could give them Kabina.
Hey,
just give it to him.
Here
you go.
Exactly.
Leafs would still win that trade. Well, who's left on their blue line? Is Wesley still playing?
Yeah, they just re-signed Wesley.
About,
but Commodore's that's not going to get them.
Commodore's there. Yeah,
Commodore's
I'm
there.
A fan favorite of him.
Gleason, Hedekin.
Come on, Hedekin.
Yeah,
is he still there?
Yep.
So but to me, they're all solid, excellent defensemen, but they're not your superstar defenseman.
Well,
do you really need those to win though?
No, because they did it already. Solid defenseman.
Exactly.
Not one that's a power play quarterback.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But if they did it before without a power play quarterback, they could do it again.
Well, they were playing with Staal on the blue line anyway.
You mean during the power play?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could help, definitely. Okay, let's move on to the next team. Are they going to have another disappointing season, or can Vokoun do what Luongo could not? Florida.
I think they're going to be much improved over last year. Even last year, they weren't too bad offensively. They were 11th in the league, so they were above par, so to speak, or below par, whichever. Below par is better. So, yeah, they're below par for that.
I don't play golf.
But in signing Vokoun, they got rid of some of the problems in Belfort and all. That combo really wasn't doing so well for them.
Yeah. Vokoun, I love Vokoun.
Yeah, so having that solid number one goalie could help them to really fight for a playoff spot. But
didn't with Luongo.
That's true, but they have made strides to get better. I mean, you could say that.
Such as?
Well, they got these young players that are supposed to be the backbone of the franchise in Horton, Bomeister, Weiss, and they should be growing. They should be maturing more and hopefully will be more of an offensive presence. And they are expected to be amazingly talented, but they just haven't shown that yet. So now that they picked up veteran talent in Zednik, Dvorak, Stumpel, maybe that those the young and the old together will help out.
And talking about Luongo on Florida, and we spoke about Mike Keenan last week. I remember the biggest issue that people said Luongo had was playing under Mike Keenan, and we all know how he treats his goaltenders. Complete opposite now, as GM and coach, you have Jacques Martin, who's the polar opposite personality and coaching technique is Keenan.
Okay.
So, who knows what will happen.
So, speaking of Jacques Martin, can he get them to buy into that D first like he did in Ottawa?
That's tough to say when they don't have the best defensive core. So, it's going to be
especially with the drinky.
Yeah.
From Bomeister.
Exactly. Yeah. What was the charge on that? Yeah.
But same as for Bell, except he didn't actually hit anybody.
God. But, yeah, it will have to be more of a team effort, I think. He'll really have to get the whole team behind his defense-first mentality in order for it to be successful.
But they don't make the playoffs?
I would say they're on their way up, but no playoffs.
I haven't dropped to 14.
Anybody have them in the playoffs?
I don't. I wouldn't bet any money on that.
Wayne?
No.
We'll have to reject.
No, do not.
Okay. Well, I guess that's about it for Florida. We're going to move on then to the three-man team, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Richard, St. Louis, Le Cavalier.
Yeah.
What else do they got?
Well, they need more scoring from their second line. I mean, they have Le Cavalier, St. Louis playing with Prosper. So that's an amazing first line.
And who suffered on the second line?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even his line mate said that what's his name, Fedotenko. He said that if he should have had 30 goals if he had put in all the opportunities that Brad Richards had sent his way. If he had just popped those goals, those perfect setups in the net.
And now he's on the way to Islanders and overpaid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now Richards is possibly matched up with Levac and Ouellette. So they're better possibly at potting in those nice setups from Richards. It's tough to say. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I don't see much, really. Secondary scoring, I don't see anything.
Well, that's what it's going to depend on, is their secondary scoring. And that's why I think I think even they're going to be a tough sell in the playoffs. I think they've actually they've digressed from last year.
I think their only weak spot is goaltending. I think they had a bad year last year, not discounting Richards. They had some fluctuations in net. If they can solve that problem, I still think that I think they have a fair shot at being first in their division.
Oh, well, that's their division for sure. Stick them in the division that the Leafs are in and forget about it.
Well, regardless, if they get first in the division, they're top three seeded in the league and they're going in the playoffs. So,
and they do have a good defenseman for points. What? Who is it again?
Boyle.
Yeah, no, he's pretty awesome. But we'll have to see for what's his name? Their goaltender?
Holmquist and Denis are both solid goaltenders, but just for some reason last year it didn't work for either of them. Who knows? Maybe it'll turn around. Remember, we talked about coaches, and what the hell is that guy's name?
Tortorella.
Tortorella's a psychopath.
Yeah.
Really?
Especially on goaltenders.
He's crazy.
Oh,
so
yeah?
So it depends. You know, it all comes down to personalities. And, Chris, you know how goaltenders are. It's all psychological with them. And if they're not... if they're not in the right mind, and that has a lot to do with how the coaches are coming down on them, they're just not going to perform.
And mid-season, Holmquist
Chris knows
really...
because he's a goaltender.
Yeah.
But so are you.
Mid-season, yes, Holmquist really picked it up. He had a surge mid-season, went on a big streak, but it just, again, it tailed off at the end of the year, and then once the playoffs hit.
I just don't think either of these goalies are number one goalies.
No.
They're both backup goalies, just trying to earn a paycheck.
Yeah,
I agree, and that's why I don't think they're going to be in the playoffs.
Tampa Bay should try for a starting goalie in the offseason.
Holmquest.
Cujo.
Yeah,
if I was Tampa Bay, I would
exactly
pick up
what I was going to say. I still think Holmquest has an excellent shot of being a number one, just in the right environment. If it doesn't work, you got Cujo, you got Belfour, you got all
Raycroft.
These guys. Raycroft. Yeah, Raycroft could take you.
Oh, yeah.
You got all these guys that can come in midway through the season and just put up the numbers that might be enough to get you into the playoffs. And remember, top of this division is not really all that much.
That's true.
I would definitely accept a Raycroft for Holmquest trade.
Oh, that wouldn't happen. But
yeah.
No, it wouldn't
we
happen,
have enough goalies.
Well, if we throw in Kubina, maybe they go for it.
Well, back to Tampa Bay. Okay, so next team, and it's the final in the Southeast Division, and that is Ovechkin's. I think he's pretty hungry for the playoffs. Is that possible?
Well, I would have to say that I have Washington down as my quote-unquote dark horse in the East. I think
ECB Ovechkin?
Yeah. Well, if AO really lives up to his...
AO away.
AO.
Terrible.
Well, the two Russians they have is their strongest point. Ovechkin and Semen.
Semen, right?
Semen?
Semen.
That's
how they say it in the video games, eh? Semen.
Oh,
no.
That's horrible.
Yep.
They do.
What do you, and now with
you heard
Nylander?
It here first.
Nylander in there to set up Ovechkin, because Ovechkin's a real north-south type of guy, whereas Nylander is east-west.
Do you know that, or are you just saying that?
I've heard that somewhere. I'm quoting some other show about,
so familiar to me?
About lunch and AO.
At least it's in his own words.
So are they going to make the playoffs?
I think they will squeeze in.
Anybody else agree?
Wow, really?
If Kolzig plays well. And
he will.
Which he will.
Okay.
And these two, like you said, AO is very hungry for the playoffs.
And the number one player on Washington, Chris Clark.
Chris Clark
Chris
as well.
Clark.
Yes. You must,
without
we can't forget
the
about
E,
him.
I might point out.
They brought in Pothier. They got an okay defensive.
Didn't Ovechkin go on the record last year and saying that he needs to make the playoffs in order to be happy? He's tired of not playing in the playoffs.
And that brings me to another question I had. And I would think that Crosby will probably be a lifer in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But Ovechkin, no chance.
You think he'll be hired guns?
No.
He'll move around?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it all depends on the owner. I think, what's his name, Chang? Who's the owner of Washington?
No, that's the Islander owner.
That's a good question. We'll have to find that out.
Yeah,
what's
we
his
could
name?
Our IT. Oh, it's, Wayne, get that IT going.
You're talking about the owner or the GM?
No, the owner.
I don't know. But go on. Anyway.
But he's the one. The GM's very enthusiastic about the team. The owner's the one who's got him handcuffed. And you got to accommodate Ovechkin to keep him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting you meant if Kolzig can play well, because Kolzig plays
well
the time. Yeah. And nobody agrees with me on this, but I still say he's easily one of the top five goalies in the league. He's always been. The guy's fantastic.
Yes.
And
he's good. I don't think he's a top five. I put him in the top 10.
He's no, they were 26 goals against last year. They're fourth worst.
But Kolzig, what was their shots against, if you have that fact?
Because their average shots?
Against. Because
yeah.
I think Kolzig was facing a lot of rubber last year, for sure.
And one of the most endearing things about Kolzig is also his biggest problem is that he's just happy in Washington. He's happy playing for Germany in the international play, and that's his biggest problem. He just doesn't have that.
But he's from South
fight.
Africa.
He's not really. He was one of his national. He's got three nationalities.
Yeah,
in South Africa.
That's true.
But he doesn't have that fight and desire to win. I mean, he signed how many years with Washington a couple of years ago, where he could have went anywhere. Really, this guy's a terrific goaltender, and he just doesn't seem to care. He's just happy playing in Washington.
Sounds a lot like Sundin.
Don't you think you'd play better if you're going to play in a place that you're happy with?
No. Yeah.
It'd be better than playing in a place that you don't like.
Because that's what he wants,
But that's what I mean. It all goes towards your attitude. If you're happy just losing all the time, then you're going to lose all the time. If you want to win, you'll go somewhere where they're going to win.
I've got one prediction. Ovechkin will become a Maple Leaf one day.
Ray Crawford.
He will.
He
will.
So? Maybe he'll take over Sundin's spot?
He wants that spotlight. He needs to be in a big hockey city.
You want him to have
city.
That spotlight.
Oh,
no,
I would.
No, he
Who
does.
Want him?
He loves it.
He loves
when he
the
came
Leafs
to Toronto, he was just like, this is the greatest.
Yeah.
Everybody loves him. Everybody
and he's so funny, too. Oh. He's such a character.
Yeah.
Cracks
me
up. But another thing about Washington is they have a lot in the system. Backstrom? Nicholas Backstrom?
Backstrom, that's right.
Alzner?
Backstrom will probably
Calgary
make it.
In WHL?
You think this year Backstrom's in?
If he's young, he's 19.
Still, it's possible.
Yeah.
Okay. I hate to move on, but we are going to have to. We spent a lot of time on Washington.
Dark horse.
And dark horse. And we're going to have to move to the Atlantic Division. And, James, that would be you. And we're starting in Crosby Country, which is Pittsburgh, of course.
Well.
How much better can you get?
Not much better. You've got definitely a great team from last year. They've only improved. They signed all the key players. I put them in the spot, put them into the playoffs last year. And they're definitely going to win the division. You got Crosby, who is probably only going to get more points than he did last year.
So then he's going to improve even more.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's what I was getting at.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I misunderstood that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Stahl, look out for this guy.
Yeah.
If he can... I don't know. I truly think that you've got definitely two people in this team. And Stahl could do it. Compete for the Art Ross.
Stahl, no.
All on the team.
But he can. He could pot 50 in the near future. Wayne, of the Stahl brothers, what do you think? Jared or Eric right now? Who's the better one?
I go with Eric Stahl for Carolina because he's been better than his brother Jordan.
So far, yeah.
Yeah, so far.
So you don't think Jordan will eclipse Eric in the near future?
In the near future, yes, but not right right this season coming up.
Oh, okay.
Kind of different style players too.
They are.
He skates so funny, eh?
Yeah.
But Eric, I think Eric Staal, like he floats on the ice instead of his brother Jordan.
Jordan's very an awkward skater.
Yeah,
Eric Staal not as much finesse.
Eric Staal's a power forward, where Jordan would never be considered that.
And they're Pittsburgh's goalie, like Fleury, he'll be good next season coming up. This season coming up.
I hope so. I've been saying that for a couple of seasons.
Yeah.
He's still young.
You know, and that's another place that I think Cujo would have been awesome. Just in Pittsburgh, mentoring Fleury.
Yeah.
But then they bring Conklin in. What a stupid mistake that was.
What can you do?
Wasn't Conklin...
Anything else on Pittsburgh? Did you have
I mean, they also have a pretty decent defense. I mean, led by Sergei Gonchar. And then Ryan Whitney. I mean, he came out of nowhere and had a great year last year. And, I mean...
What do you think of them adding Sidor?
Oh, I was just going to mention that. Okay. I think it's a good move.
Yeah.
You got yourself a second-line defenseman on that team that's going to make it.
And he's won two cups?
Yeah. So he's got that experience which he can share with the other teams.
So sticking with defensemen then, will the young guy, will Letang make the lineup, another young guy? Anybody have an opinion on that?
Not this year.
I don't think so.
No.
They have so many youngsters in the lineup right now.
I know,
now.
It's insane,
Look at Armstrong. Kobe Armstrong, that guy's wicked, too. I love
another,
watching him play.
Another he's also candidate for the Gargoyle of the Year.
Yeah, he's one ugly.
Oh,
yeah.
He's ugly.
Has
Malkin, another
Pittsburgh's full of them.
Give him a couple years when he gets his face knocked around and loses a couple of teeth.
Sheesh.
Oh, boy. Has Letang played the preseason at all?
I haven't even
looked at it. They'll give him a shot for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
The way he played in the juniors last year, there's no way they won't give him a shot.
Well, we'll have to find out if he makes the lineup, but go ahead.
And don't forget their goalie, Fleury. He's pretty decent.
Oh, no, he's great.
He's amazing.
So he's also going to be very good.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Then second on our list, we have the, as usual, the big spenders, the Rangers.
Hmm. Well, the Rangers are pretty improved from last year. With their acquisitions of Chris Drury. Chris Drury, Scott Gomez. They picked up some pretty good talent there. And only add to Jágr, of course, and Straka. That's definitely going to help out.
Do you think Drury's going to play well with Jágr?
Who is he playing with?
If not Jágr,
it'll be Gomez.
That's what I would think.
Yeah, I think
My question is...
You might see them on the first power play line.
We've seen this so many times with the Rangers, and that's the only thing. It's just history. They spend so much money, and they put a bunch of guys that don't belong on the team, even though they're good, and they suck. Is that going to happen?
I don't know. It's a different league now. I think Jágr's going to be upset about losing Nylander. Those two played absolutely unbelievable last year.
They did.
But, I mean, they were... I don't want to say New York was underrated last year, but I think they surprised a lot of people. I still think they're one of the best in the East. They're going to give Pittsburgh a run for top in the division.
Definitely.
Unfortunately, I think I'm putting them fourth because I think Pittsburgh's is going to beat them in points. Mm-hmm. But they just might get up there, and if they do, you're going to look at second place in the East if Rangers surpass Pittsburgh.
Any comments on the defense?
Well, their defense is weak. It's not one of the best, but
you know what? It's surprising.
Definitely
there's no one really outstanding that stands out as. The best, you know, one of the top NHL defenders?
I don't know. I'm looking at Paul Mara, maybe.
there's another guy. Who else do they have there, James?
Michael Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, actually, he was pretty good.
He got 40 points last year, played 80 games, so he could do well, but that's one good player.
Yeah, well, it's skeptical.
People are skeptical.
Yeah.
This team is definitely high-powered offense and defense last. Go ahead.
The Rangers have Sean Avery?
Oh, yeah. He's not defense, but he's definitely a factor.
He'll definitely grind the corners.
But the other thing, too, when you have a goalie like they do in that defense.
One defenseman that's dying to get back in the NHL, even if it's not with the Rangers, is Kasparaitis. Anybody will take him? Yeah, he's like apparently just like gung-ho to get back.
How old is he?
I don't know. But he's been working really hard and... He's hoping to crack somebody's lineup if the Rangers...
He should crack the Rangers, man.
The Rangers. Well, he's on the Rangers, but I think they'd rather move him.
Oh, trade him?
Yeah.
The Rangers still have that huge Merrick Malik or however the hell you say his name, too. And he's a guy who I think gets better every year. He hasn't lived up to expectations yet, but expect a lot of him.
Peter Pruko probably.
In my opinion, you think Casper Ice would be a good. Okay, you think Casper Ice would good, be good as a Leaf if they at least want to pick him up?
They don't. Do you think room. We need more defensemen?
No room. No room.
Okay, it's my opinion, guys. Just,
all right.
We like it.
Okay. More of a question.
Watch out for Peter Pruka to definitely improve his game. Get about 80 points this year.
Oh, really?
And,
double from last
one
year.
One thing I loved about the Rangers last year was how they ended every game. They all got together in the middle of the
rank. With the sticks up.
With the sticks up to the
acknowledge
audience.
Acknowledge the fans.
Awesome.
What was the song they played again?
I don't remember.
It was Sweet. It was a Neil Diamond song.
Really?
Sweet Caroline?
Yes, it was. No. I'm pretty sure it was.
No, I don't think they had a song.
Yes, it was. It was Sweet Caroline.
Sweet.
We'll look it up when we have a fact.
That's so weird.
No,
maybe it's Rhinestone Cowboy.
That would be a common mistake. Anyways, we'll check that out and update on the blog. The next team, huge changes. 8 players since before the trade deadline. That would be Philly. Are they going to make one of the biggest jumps in point history?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. They're going to make the playoffs, that's for sure. I think this division, I should have said this before, but this division is one of the most exciting divisions to watch this year.
I agree.
For the East.
Yeah.
Definitely, this is an exciting division, and Philly is one reason why. They definitely improved over the season, adding Breer. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, does every team in this division except the Islanders make it?
Yeah, that's my prediction. I
really?
Predict it. Yeah, 4 of the 5.
Wow.
And the Islanders even made it last year. But
they did. We'll get to them soon.
We will.
I put Philly just out of the playoffs, and I will be surprised if Breer repeats his success in Philadelphia. I
really?
Don't think
with
happen.
Gagne?
Yeah, I mean.
You don't think so?
Nope, don't think it's going to happen.
If they play together.
The guy's
and
not
going to
be awful,
will.
But I don't think he's going to.
I think that's going to be a matchup, a good matchup.
Yeah.
A good combo.
Gagne
and Breer.
42 goals without Breer and Forsberg spotty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 41 last year. So.
Knuble, too, on the other side of him, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good, tough guy. Yeah. Good grinder. Sit him right in front of the net. And
so
their defense is pretty good, too.
Yeah, so obviously you don't think there'll be any adjustment period needed, like a year or half a year.
Oh, to make the playoffs?
To get, you know, chemistry
and
all that
chemistry?
Stuff.
No. You know what? Probably the first month, and then that'll be it.
Really?
They'll click. Yeah, I think they'll click right away.
Who here thinks Philly's getting in?
I do.
I do. I do.
I have them down in 9.
I don't think they're getting in.
Okay, I have them at 9.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so we're all pretty close. It's just on the bubble there.
Their question mark really is goaltending.
Yeah.
I mean, they have Nitti Mackey, and they brought in
Biron.
So, but you know what? You can easily do a 1-2 combo.
Yeah, well, that's what they've been saying for 15 years.
Yeah.
Ron Hextall.
That's all.
Yeah,
that?
Well, the change they made was Bobby Clark. Boo, Bobby Clark. Boo.
But they still, I guess they've decided on Biron as the number one, but Philly's got such bad history with goalies, you never know. The last great goalie, other than Hextall, was obviously the one they won the cup with, which was Wayne, NHL historian. Who did Philly win the cup with? Don't tell me you have to think about this.
Perron.
Right. Perron. So Perron, and then they didn't have a good goalie till Philly. Till Philly. Till Hextall. And since then?
No.
Robert Ash.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say Robert Ash, yeah.
Yeah, right. I think his goals against average was above 4.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want one more quick question about this before we go on. Overpaid for Breer?
Definitely.
How much was he paid?
Definitely.
$10 million the first year.
$10 million for the first year?
And
I don't know if you can look at it that way.
It depends on market.
Does he grant 3 wishes, too?
8. I guess it's average of 7-point-something a year, almost 8 a year.
Pretty sure, yeah, it's up there.
I think that's overpaid. But
yeah, me too, because it starts at 10.
I think it is, but again, you know, wait till the end of the season, see what
I would have signed him for 5 a year.
He would
well,
never,
no, you wouldn't have, because like Buffalo would have kept him.
Like I say, is he worth $10 million a year?
Well, that's what my question was.
It was it was 8 years, $52 million total contract.
Yeah, well.
All right. So from spending $10 million on one player to the penny pinchers of the NHL, the Devils.
The Devils.
Yeah. I can't help wondering that Lamoriello has kind of shown a little kink in his armor and a little bit of weakness as a GM.
What, starting from the firing of the coach and hiring of himself?
And losing to...
I'm no longer head coach.
He did that before and he won with it, so...
Yeah.
But they were doing so well.
And then Scott Stevens.
Yeah. That's that whole little, what was it, March and April charade was confusing to me, but...
Yeah.
Oh, well.
It was shocking, but not so shocking because of Lamoriello. And 2 players he couldn't keep, and usually he keeps everybody, right?
Yeah, they lost.
Except for Mogilny. I'd love to see McGillney come back.
They still have him.
Yeah.
He's still technically in the system.
He's in the minors.
I don't think he shows up.
No, he goes every game.
Really?
Yeah.
Technically, he's injured.
Yeah, he signs up.
Pulls
up
on the Ferrari and all those little kids are like,
guess how much I'm getting paid for this game.
You ever seen the interviews with him? You remember him when he was a Leaf and they interviewed him? He's like,
well, that was two seasons ago. I don't know if he's still showing up.
Two. Yeah.
And he would show up to minor league games and just be like, whatever, guys, just leave me alone. I'm doing my job.
Yeah, didn't he say, well, they told me to come down and mentor them.
I know I love McGillney, but he's not going back to New Jersey.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen with him. Only he does. They did end up losing Gomez. Pretty strong center.
And Rafalski.
I mean, he's a good support guy.
Support? He's their number one D. Is he not?
Not anymore.
Was.
Schneider and Detroit. Thanks, Dave. Now. But if I could just say, we're talking about Lamoriello and questioning all his moves. Wouldn't you love to see Ferguson do the same with Kubina? Send him down to the minors, get him off the cap.
I don't know.
Smart move by Lamoriello. Get rid of McGillney if he didn't think he was going to perform. Bad move to sign him, but good move to get rid of him.
But in the long run, it seems to be that might be hurting him. A funny question on the rosters in one of these magazines we have. They have Brian Gionta and someone named S. Gionta from the exact same place. We got brothers on a team there. Anybody notice that?
Or talking about on Jersey?
Yeah, on Jersey. They have S. Gionta in one of the magazines, and they're from the same city, so I was thinking maybe they're brothers. I don't know if he's going to crack the lineup or anything like that, but it'd be interesting.
We'll find out. We'll see an S. Gionta on the back of his jersey.
Okay, so let's move on to those crazy fishermen, the Islanders. Is Comrie going to be a strong enough first-line center?
No.
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 I doubt it.
No.
I just can't see it.
Doesn't have the skill. He gets by in his abrasiveness and his attitude. Great guy to have, but doesn't have the skill to send to the front line.
Yeah, I agree. Bill Guerin is definitely going to help out. Maybe, depending on how he feels that season. And he's definitely going to be a good contributing factor. But they're just not solid enough all around. I mean, the goaltending is their best aspect.
Mm-hmm.
But after Rick DiPietro... They're soft everywhere else.
I wouldn't say soft everywhere else. The defense, I really like Brandon Witt, and there's a couple other guys. Bergeron's got a great shot from the point. They're not as bad as everyone would say they are, but they definitely need improvement. And it seemed like they scrambled just to sign Guerin and Comrie and like, okay, we got to get somebody now. We didn't get Smith. We didn't get who else did they lose? Blake.
They lost,
obviously.
Yeah,
Blake.
Yeah.
We didn't get Blake.
I would totally say they're Zednik too. Bad as everybody thinks they are.
You would?
Oh, yeah. Easy.
We'll find out. Nolan might still be able to do what he did last year. I hope not, but...
Some other losses over the year were Tom Pody.
He's a good
center, second line defenseman.
What about Crazy Simon? He's gone now, isn't he?
No.
Is he still? No, he's gone.
No, he's gone. Are you sure? I think he's just out for the first few games or something.
No, he's still on there.
From that Chris suspension. Simon, yeah, he's still on that suspension.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of then.
Yeah.
And you know what? I think this is going to be a team where you're going to see a lot of surprises happen. Look for, like, Mike Sillinger. I think he can have a good season. Miroslav Satan, he's been good since he entered. So
he had a bad
definitely,
one last year.
Yeah, I mean, still contributed, definitely, but he's definitely going to up his game.
Important fact for Satan, or Satan, or whatever his name is.
Satan.
Contract year. This is his last year, so he might want to, like, really make an impression.
So but the fact that they just squeaked in last year and they haven't really done much to, I mean, all they've done is lost people. Ryan Smith, Jason Blake, they've lost a lot. So, and they've, what, brought Comrie in?
Yeah, they have Comrie. Yeah.
Oh,
John Sim. He's not too shabby.
He's shabby.
Yeah.
And Tanko.
And one Mike Dunham as the goalie coach for some odd reason.
Dunham?
Yeah,
he's there. Sure they signed Simon? I'm pretty sure he's still on the
roster. He's definitely still on the roster.
Unrestricted.
No. I think he's just still serving his suspension for this year. But anybody think it was weird how they made Guerin captain? Did you hear about that?
What?
They didn't even tell him he was captain. They're like in the press conference. And our new captain, Bill Guerin. And
he noticed when they handed him the jersey and there was a C on his jersey.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a surprise. He's never been a captain before.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
First time.
Is that right?
What an honor.
For the Islanders.
He's like, I've played on so many teams. Been so successful my whole career, and they make me captain of the Islanders.
Yay. Well, you never know. Ted Nolan, you never know. That's the thing. Okay, well, I think that's it for the Atlantic. So we're going to move on to the most important division for all you Leaf fans out there, and that would be the Northeast Division. Brian is our expert. Tell us all about the Northeast.
Not only the most exciting, also probably the most competitive and the most skilled division of the entire league. A big story is coming out of the Northeast. Of course, Buffalo, most successful team last year. Are they going to continue with the loss of their two co-captains? Not just one captain, two captains. Brian Murray's move in Ottawa, I think, is a big deal, going from behind the bench to GM. And, of course, we're going to talk about the Leafs, but we'll save them for the last.
Okay, so who are you talking about first?
Boston. Yay.
Yay. Bruins in ruins. That sounds like something.
Hey, nice. I like that.
Big sounds Boston like fan over here. Love Boston.
Well, this year, good news to you, James.
They suck this year.
Boston's stock has gone up this year.
Not
unfortunately,
by much.
They're just going to fight to get out of the basement of the Northeast. They're not a lot of improvement. Biggest news, Fernandez coming in goal.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be big in his own, but he's also going to give a much-needed boost to enigmatic Tim Thomas. They do have powerful scoring on the top with Murray, Stern, Bergeron, and Savard.
Question about Murray.
Well,
does he last the year in Boston?
When he's playing, he's going to play well.
No, but he's traded before the year's over.
You think so?
I think so.
Why?
Because they'll be in the basement by the trade deadline, and Murray's, I think, might be in the last year of his contract.
Well, consider this. Those top four were the...
No, he's told 2009.
The
really?
Top four were easily the highest goal-scoring forwards on that team. They were also a combined minus 83 for the season.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, they're not defensive.
But they're adding Kessel. They also have Chara. So that's going to add a lot of scoring. But
another
nominee
for the... ugliest player in the
Kessel?
NHL.
Those guys. Oh, Chara and Kessel.
Sorry, go ahead.
And, both of them. More awkward than ugly, but again, with the minus 83 in the top four, they really got to find a way to spread around the defensive responsibility, because that's just...
Yeah, Chara can't do it all by himself.
Consider, too, Claude Julien behind the bench. I think you're going to see a lot of improvements with him behind the helm, but it's not going to be enough to really get them out of the bottom of the Northeast. They're going to fight. Them and Montreal are going to be fighting for the privilege of last place.
In just the Northeast or in the whole
In the
East?
Northeast. But
not the whole conference?
You don't think Boston and the whole conference?
No,
nope,
I think the Islanders have got that pretty much crowned. But
The Islanders, right?
Yeah, but between Boston and Montreal, they're going to be bottom in the Northeast. But consider, too, it's the most competitive division. So, I mean,
the
last
Atlantic?
Place is pretty good.
Not the Atlantic most competitive?
No,
really?
Well, let's go. Okay,
let's go.
Let's go Montreal.
Okay, let's go again.
You know what? The
fight.
Atlantic
we're gonna
my
cover
division.
Montreal.
You want to go with me?
We're going to cover Montreal, and then we'll get into the big players. So,
okay.
Again, Montreal and Boston, you know, whatever. Woo.
Okay.
The Habs lost a lot.
You doing the Montreal now?
Yeah, we're on to Montreal.
So the goalie manufacturers? They've got like four goalies ready.
Yeah.
But they lost plenty in the offseason. They lost Bonk to Nashville and out Johnson. They lost Nenima. They lost Soure, as we talked about, gone to Edmonton. And who did they attract to replace him? Nobody.
They got
Holík.
Hamrlík.
Pardon me.
Yes.
Hamrlík,
good defenseman. Smolinski, who's on his quest to play for every single team in the NHL. Before
him and Sillinger.
Yeah, him and Sillinger together.
So really, hardly a fair trade-off for what they lost. And look what they accomplished with the guys they had last year. Not an awful lot.
Yeah.
So the good news is, with the hole in the roster, is we got a lot of time for guys like Ryder, Higgins, Plekanec, even Lautandres to continue to shine and progress in their development.
Who's the second center on Montreal?
Ooh, good question.
Because I know Koivu would be the first. Is he really a good enough number one center, Koivu?
No, I don't think so. Very overrated.
You think so?
Yeah.
Wayne, what do you think?
Definitely.
Yeah, he's a good center.
Not good enough for number one? I think he's a number two.
No, but number three. I say number three.
Wow.
He's capable of being number one. He had a terrific year last year.
75 points last year.
There's no reason to think he didn't again. But they could use more of a dynamic center.
I'm just sticking with three.
All right.
That's it.
Okay, but, you know, another positive with Montreal is their goaltending. Huey really does need to reestablish himself as a superstar, and he could do it this year. But if not, they got guys like Halleck and even Carey Price on the wings ready to come up. And I, for one, can't wait to see Carey Price play in the NHL.
Oh, yeah?
I agree.
Yeah, no, and he very well could make it this year. It's possible. But I heard, I don't know if it was Carbonell, but someone in Montreal in the coaching said that Yann Denis was one of their best goalies in preseason so far.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to Carey Price, and I'm looking forward to Halleck play again. I was really impressed with him last year.
So do you think QA is gone? You don't think he'll be playing much?
He looked terrible in the preseason so far.
Well, so Plekanec is their number two center, And Koivu's the number one. I think Plekanec should be the third and Koivu number two.
You know what? I'm impressed with Michael Ryder.
Yeah.
He's a great grinder.
Oh.
And just seems to be not necessarily a natural goal scorer, but he seems to be at the right place at the right time. Well, and just pops it in the net or assists it.
And one is with the owner, the management treating Ryder like they never want to sign him. They've taken arbitration every time.
I know.
He's gone next year, right? It's like unrestricted next year. He's gone, right?
Oh, it's their loss.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's their loss if that's it.
It's their, for sure. Like you say, it's their loss. If they,
it's a shame. He's a great one. And they're holding on to, well, I can't say they're holding on to, but you still got guys like Kovalev who, you pull out your hair watching this guy play. He can he could completely carry the team on his back, but most of the time he just couldn't be bothered.
I'm pulling my hair out right now. I want this guy to perform so much.
47 points, that's it last year.
For him?
And, but, for Kovalev.
Wow.
And but there was some moments where he would grab that puck and, oh, man.
He could probably beat almost anybody in the league one-on-one. Easy, that guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So then, okay, just quickly back to goaltenders. There's four of them. Which one is number one, number two?
Huey is going to start number one.
And number two?
Halleck.
Okay. Anybody else disagree?
Yep. No, I agree with that. I agree. Huey.
Huey is number one.
One slip up, he's gone, and then someone
Price
else?
Price gives a shot, or do you think they just move up in the list and Halleck, or, Halleck,
Denny, and...
I don't think you'll see Price in the NHL
as a backup or no?
No. I think Huey has one mistake, and he'll go back to... support and he'll go back to backup and Halleck will take number one. And if that doesn't work out, then who knows? Maybe we'll see Price come in.
Maybe they'll just have a goalie carousel. After one loss, they change goalies.
There's one other quick thing I meant to mention. Sorry. And that is their power play. Was it number one in the end or no? It was close to it. Without Suré, is it even possible to come close to that? Were they number one?
Yeah, they were number one at 22.75%.
Almost 25%. Almost quarter of done.
So without Suré, not even close to number one?
No, not close. But what was Suré's minus at the end of the year? It was pretty high. Is it a fair trade? I don't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure that they will not be in close to the top for power play. So that's
minus
28. For Suré?
Yeah. What a defensive liability. Talk about McCabe times two. 10 times 10.
Honestly. I'm saying not that much, but we'll see.
They were also number one for shorthanded goals, 17, which is pretty
Ryder 17?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's incredible.
It's a lot.
Okay. Well, I think we've covered Montreal pretty good. Then we had those two big losses in Buffalo. Are they have enough youngsters up there to keep going?
Now we're into the three big teams of the Northeast. And Buffalo, we got to wait and see. They lost the two co-captains. Do you think they're going to carry on without Briere, without Drury?
I don't know. Everybody talks about how deep they are. I'm sure they are deep, but that's a lot of talent to lose.
The young guys in the playoffs that had to step up when they did, I can't remember the young guy's name. I'm going to look it up. But he made that nice, you know, between the legs pass in the slot there in one of the games. I just can't forget that one. But I certainly don't think that Waugh can possibly live up to the contract he signed.
No. And remember, their plan was to keep one or the other, Briere or Drury. And they let Briere go in the hopes of keeping Drury, and unfortunately they didn't do that either. So is it too much for Vanek to carry the weight of those two? Remember, too, Vaneganov did not impress last year, and it's up to him to raise his game again. And I think he'll do it, but that's a big couple of holes to fill.
Quickly, Stafford is the guy I was thinking of.
Oh, you know what? I think if Finneganoff and Vanek are going to share the load, but it's a big load for two people.
And
Miller.
The pressure that's on Vanek now with that big salary, man.
Don't forget Pominville, though. He was incredible.
Pominville, yes.
Well, yeah. He was part of the quadruple. Anyways, four of the team people on that team got 30 goals.
Brian Campbell on defense. They still a great team. I just don't know. I don't think they're going to seed in the top three. I think they're going to not struggle, but they're not going to perform like last year. They're certainly not going to have the winningest record in the league.
Middle conference?
I have them at fifth, I think.
That's middle.
Yeah. Sort of. I have them making the playoffs.
Yeah, so do I.
I got them fifth.
They're going to make
the
playoffs.
I got maybe seventh.
I think the big asset still is Miller. I think this guy's fantastic. One of the best goalies in the league.
Miller's
just
got to
put on some weight, man.
If he goes down, though, Jocelyn Thibault?
Yeah, what's... Oh. What's with signing Tebow? Lindy Ruff says he's got the experience and all this kind of stuff we need.
That's
what are you talking about? You were the best team in the league last year. What the hell is Jocelyn Tebow going to do?
It's saving money.
Upon that?
It's saving money.
Exactly. He's just talking out of his mouth.
And what are they at the cap now with all their losses?
That, well, I totally wanted to talk about Jocelyn Thibault. definitely one of the major key acquisitions they made in the offseason.
Pretty much the only.
Is that a joke?
Do you think it equals the losses and makes up for what they lost in the offseason?
Not at all.
That's sarcasm for those of you who do not know James.
Who can't see his eyebrows going up and down.
Well, I just love his name, Jocelyn Thibault.
Thibault.
Did anyone hear the story about Newmanen? He goes in for heart surgery and they suspend him.
What?
Because he's not healthy enough to make the lineup. To save some money.
Strictly financial move.
Yep. Oh, I see.
Yep.
Right on.
But he doesn't get that money. Is that is that way too strict?
Well, officially he doesn't
get
that money.
He went in for heart surgery?
Heart surgery. It's not like he couldn't make the line because he was fat like a chuck. Maybe he was and his heart was bad.
That's a joke.
You never know what they're saying behind the scenes, too. Say, hey, go in for heart surgery. We're going to suspend you because... It'll save us some money, but...
But then he's going to go, well, what the hell am I supposed to do? I just lost a couple $100,000.
Well, they could
officially
pay him under
he
the
has,
table.
But you have no idea what they're doing.
Oh, a little dirty
yeah,
money?
Yeah, a little dirty money.
Oh, that would never happen.
No,
not in professional sports.
No, never.
Of course not.
Okay.
Well, anyway, Buffalo, I think you're going to see him do about the same, but...
The same?
Not the same. Not nearly as
the
well.
The president's trophy?
But they're not
the same. Well, not
they're
nearly
not
as well.
Yeah. First, fifth, that's the same. No, I think you're going to see them be successful, but they're not going to live up to the standards of last year.
So, in keeping with Jeff Merrick, did Wah get too much do-re-mi?
Do-re-mi.
forget that. Let's move on.
Thank you.
Let's move on. Is the nation's capital now the hockey's capital, Ottawa?
Boo.
Best move in Ottawa is putting Murray in the GM position, I think. They didn't make an awful lot of moves on the ice, and come on, what are they going to do? Spezza, Heatley, and Alfredson.
Yeah.
Easily the best line in hockey. These guys are unbelievable. Heatley's going to get a third straight 50-goal season.
Awesome.
Yeah, definitely awesome.
Indeed.
I mean, awesome line you just said.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Like, you know. Without those three in Ottawa, Ottawa wouldn't go nowhere.
If you have Redden pull up his game, he was a little disappointing last year, but I think that he was under the microscope after losing Chara. But, you know, listen to these names. Fisher, Mizaros, Eves, Vermette, Kelly, Phillips. They're all guys that come in, game out, and they play terrific. And they're going to keep doing it. Every year, every game, they're going to play better.
Did you like Muckler as a GM? I did.
I liked watching him in the box.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Freaking out. I think he was having a stroke.
First word.
Cleared.
His bright pink face.
What do you think, though?
I think old glasses.
It's pretty clear that Brian Murray, the one good thing about what I liked about him taking over as GM is he's very forthright with where he wants the team to head. I mean, it's pretty obvious he wants Redden out. And that he's chopping Redden around. Despite his no trade clause, they asked him if he would move, and they let it out there that
when
they were chopping him around.
When does his contract go to? And while you're looking that up, so do they return to the finals? Is that even possible? I think the Hockey News has Anaheim, Ottawa again in the finals.
Wow. I would not be surprised to see Ottawa go to the finals again.
No.
Yeah, I think they do it.
So then, do they move Gerber, or does he possibly win a job again?
No.
With Ottawa.
Do you think... I for one, think Emery's proved his spot.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I think he's there for good.
Gerber, I know this is preseason, and we know that it doesn't really make a big difference, but Gerber the other night against Philly, 52 save shutout.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's pretty good.
But
that's
again, we've
pretty
talked.
Good.
Oh, okay, that's great.
You and your underachieving are pretty good.
I'm such an underrater.
But again, we talked about teams that need a goaltending, and maybe this is terrific for Ottawa. They'll be able to sell them at a high price.
Do you really think that... Emery has proven his spot after one season as being a startup goalie.
Two
I know
seasons.
He made it far.
Two seasons. The season before he played terrific as well.
But yeah, but
last
still,
year he was great.
It was still half.
I always worry about
had the other half.
Yeah.
The season before that.
I think
yes,
he's. I'm not disagreeing with that.
Oh.
I'm saying no. I think he's proven the spot for the for this year easily, unless he completely screws it up. But it's well worth it for Ottawa to shop around Gerber.
I'm just thinking about the year the Ducks went to the Cup with Jagr, and Jagr won the. Was it the Conn Smythe?
Yeah.
And then the year after that, Jagr didn't play well. That's what I'm always worried about.
See, that's the thing, though. Jagr did not play bad the year after. The team around him did. Jaguar has played consistently well every year, and they held on to him, and they won the cup with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, your point sucks.
So, if you had to pick...
I hate you.
If you had to lose one, because you're going to lose one soon, because Heatley is unrestricted.
Yeah.
Spezza, restricted.
Redden does end this year. Yep.
Yeah. Who are you going to lose?
Redden.
Redden, they don't want. I think they're going to try to move Redden before the trade deadline. Who would I move?
Yeah, if you have to move one, would you
I'd keep Spezza.
Would you move?
If I had to move one of those three, Redden, yeah. For sure.
Redden.
Yeah, for sure.
Redden.
Wow.
For sure.
If you can keep those top three,
so who's their top two defensemen?
Who's their top two defensemen? They find
someone.
They bring Zdeno back.
They score four goals a game.
Phillips and Mazzaros. So Mazzaros is going to be.
Mazzaros has been playing really well.
Who blocked that incredible amount of shots last year? Was it Volchenkov?
I think it was.
Incredible.
Yeah.
But still, will Alfredsson be the first European captain to win a cup?
Negatory.
Let's hope not.
As long as he keeps guaranteeing stuff.
I think they'll do it this year.
Alfredsson has no success in this Stanley Cup Finals.
I don't know why
because
you
we're
guys
all
hate
biasedly
Alfredsson.
Hate the guy.
You know what?
You
know
what's
going
to hate Alfredsson?
He's a
good player.
Yeah, who cares? And you know
he's
what?
He's a quality
last
player.
Last year's playoffs, my respect for him did increase because, man, did he carry the team on his back.
Well,
but
you know what?
He could have won the Conn Smythe last year.
Yeah, if it went to more than five games,
he could have won it.
He would have.
I cheered. The first series, I was like, okay, I can't cheer for Ottawa because we're Ottawa. Second series, I said, okay, well, they're the only Canadian team left. I can go for them. I started cheering for Ottawa. And then Alfredsson started dicking around with his, what was the cheap shot he did last year?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shot the puck at Niedermeyer in the head.
Shot the puck at Niedermeyer's head, yes.
And I had gave up on him by then. Sorry. And then when I saw that, I said, I hope these guys burn. And it's too bad because Heatley's
literally.
Heatley's awesome.
Heatley's my favorite player.
In airplane fire.
Heatley drives me nuts.
Heatley's my favorite player. Spets is terrific. All the supporting cast on that team I love, except for Kelly, he's a funny looking dude. But Alfredsson just kills it for me. I can't stand him.
Miscellaneous question about Heatley. Chris and I were talking about this the other day. Where is Heatley from?
Oh.
Does anybody know?
Alberta?
I said Canada. He thinks Heatley's from like Russia or something. I don't know.
No, he's not. He's
what did you say?
He's Alberta.
Where did you think Heatley was from again?
Right here. Sporting News has it. West Germany.
Really? You've got to be kidding me.
Danny Heatley.
He's a Canadian citizen.
Yeah, he may be born there. Doesn't mean he's from there.
Just like
how can you not be from where you're born?
Just like Kolzig,
Freiburg, West
South
Germany,
Africa, but he's German.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing.
Well, you said Canadian.
He's Canadian citizenship.
He'll play for Canada.
He did
Olympics,
play for Team Canada. Yeah.
If you're born one place and you move the next day, would you consider yourself from there?
Possibly.
Not me.
Liar.
Well I've only been alive 2 days.
No, you moron. Sounds like you've been alive 2 days.
Okay, well, he could technically play for Germany if they had an Olympic
team. I'll give that to you.
Why would they want a two-day-old player?
Fine. He was born in Germany, but he's still going to play for Canada.
I win.
Okay, so the only team left to discuss is Toronto. And although we did say this is Leaf Central and we have yet to talk about the Leafs, we thought it would be best to save the Leafs for last for one entire show just strictly discussing the Leafs. But Brian's just going to give us some key points that we're going to cover next week.
Well, a lot of people are saying there's been big improvements in Leafland. And, you know, is that really true? We're looking at bringing in Blake. Is he going to repeat a 40-goal performance? Big questions in net. Could be terrific. Could not. What's going to happen with the young kids? Are we going to see some improvement? Are we going to see some of these kids excel? Mark Bell, lots to talk about with him and his suspension. That's all coming up in the next episode.
Okay, perfect. So we have one more small segment. Again, it's Wayne's Word, and that's Jamie. You want to take that away?
Yeah, absolutely. In case you missed it last week, the way this works is Wayne's Word.
Excellent.
Wayne's Word. Party time. Excellent.
Yeah.
What we do is we ask our friend Wayne here. Well, he's my friend.
We have a better song next week, guaranteed.
Yeah, much better.
Or maybe the next week after that.
If anybody's listening.
Sorry, go ahead, Jamie.
Anyways, we ask our friend here, Wayne, to spell player's last name in the NHL.
And if anybody at home wants to play, please send through some names that we can include in Wayne's Word.
Sure.
And then everybody else has to guess how many letters in this name Wayne is going to get correctly in the right spot. So, let's begin. The name is Brodeur.
Oh, Brodeur.
Brodeur.
How many letters?
Seven.
Dave?
Seven.
Sorry.
I would have to say Four.
Four, right? So Dave says four.
I'm going with four as well.
Really?
I would have said seven, but he totally after screwed last, up the last
after
one,
last so. Week's performance? All right, Chris, how many do you think he's going to get right in the correct spot?
I'm sticking the same thing as last week. I'm saying three.
Can I change mine?
Yeah, okay, sure. We're not sticklers on this.
All right, because it doesn't have to be consecutive as long as it's in the right spot.
Not consecutive. Yes, yes. Yeah, exactly. Right, any letter in the correct spot.
I'm upgrading
spot.
To five.
Five? You want to change that?
No, he did. He did. I'm sticking
okay.
with three.
You're sticking with three. And I'm going to go with lucky number two.
Okay.
Two. Okay, Wayne.
James is banking on
the
B&R.
The word is Broder.
The origin, please.
The origin is Canada.
I believe that's French-Canadian.
And recently playing for the New Jersey Devils.
And always.
Always.
Recently
but, yeah.
in the last 20 years.
Go ahead.
Has yet to change.
Here we go.
Broder.
B-R-O-U-D-E-R.
James?
Okay,
oh,
hang on.
Oh, so close.
B, R. Oh, he got two so far.
Yes.
Three.
Yes.
It's D.
Oh,
E.
I was counting on that U, D, Wayne.
R.
If you had all right letters.
So hang on.
Just
wait. He got a lot. Yeah. He got one, two, three.
Four, baby.
Four.
No.
Oh, four. No, it's four. It's a
yeah.
record high for Wayne.
Oh, Wayne.
Four.
There
good job, Wayner.
Way to go, Wayne.
That's
you
one
got four
win.
Correct.
One win
next
for
one,
Dave.
Man.
Wait till next week.
Yeah, next week.
Okay, so that's about it. We have to just recap how to contact us. And Brian, our webmaster, is going to give you all the details and about our pool, of course, on the Sporting News.
Don't forget to email us with anything and everything at leafcentral@gmail.com. Of course, our personal email is our names, .leafcentral@gmail.com. You can find us at our blog at leafcentralatlunch.blogspot.com. And, of course, join our pool, please. We'd love to have as many teams as we can get at sportingnews.com. Again, visit our blog for instructions on how to join up. And if you feel like playing some cards, you can play against Leaf Central at Poker Stars. And that's about it.
Yeah, and just don't forget, next week, the most important show, it is our Leafs, strictly Leafs preview, and we actually do become Leaf Central. And a short little show discussing if the Leafs make the playoffs. And all the improvements or whatever anyone thinks about the Leafs and this year's possibilities. So that's about it, everybody.
Yeah, so if you want to email in and let us know what you think the Leafs' chances are this year and how add to our show for next week, we'd love to read some listener mail.
And
yeah.
Don't forget to vote on the newest NHL trophy, the Gremlin,
oh,
the Mark
right.
Richie Awards.
The Gremlin, the Gargoyle.
The Gargoyle.
Pardon me.
Yeah, actually, I think a Gremlin is uglier than a Gargoyle.
Well. So.
How about the Gremgoyle?
Done.
The NHL's new Gremgoyle now that Richie is retired. Okay, that was good. See you later, guys.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
Later, man. Later.